This music lay untouched and unheard for over a half century, covered with the dust and rubble of World War II. Just recently, Kenneth Woods and England's Orchestra of the Swan dug it out, dusted it off, and shone some much-deserved sunlight on Hans Gall's Final Symphony.
Rather than finishing with a last symphony and weighty meditation on mortality, instead it's a sort of joyful summing up of everything he was and everything he stood for as a musician.
This is Performance Today from APM, American Public Media. I'm Bill Morlock, in today for Fred Child. Coming up this hour, Kenneth Woods leads the Orchestra of the Swan in the Symphony No. 4 by Hans Gall. We'll hear it from a concert in Stratford-upon-Avon in England. Also on the way this hour, music by Argentinian tango master Astor Piazzolla. Tony Simmons had been Nyman's longtime friend and business partner. The last project they did together was when Simmons negotiated for Nyman to compose the score for the 1993 film, The Piano. Coming up, a great but little-known composer finally gets his due. You're listening to Performance Today from APM. Hans Gall was not a self-promoter. That might help to explain why so few people have heard of him. But Hans Gall is a name we might remember. He was born in 1890 in Vienna and fled Adolf Hitler's regime in the 1930s, eventually landing in Edinburgh, Scotland. He lived the rest of his life there. Gall's music was promoted by the likes of Arturo Toscanini, George Zell, John Barbaroli. But by the 1960s, his music was considered too old-fashioned. His symphonies were largely forgotten. He just needed a new champion. And after his death, he has apparently found one in Kenneth Woods. Coming up next, we'll hear Gall's fourth and final symphony, played by the Orchestra of the Swan, with Kenneth Woods conducting. Woods says it's not the music you would expect a man to write at the end of his life.
This is the work of a man who's 84 years old. He had already sort of declared very unsentimentally that his workshop was closed and that he was done. But he had this idea for a sinfonia concertante, for a symphony with solo voices. It was the piece he'd been kind of waiting his whole career to write. Because I think throughout his whole career, the direction his music was always evolving in was towards pure chamber music.
Pure chamber music, as in an equal dialogue between all instruments, between the four soloists and the orchestra and amongst themselves. Here again, conductor Kenneth Woods.
Rather than finishing with a last symphony and weighty meditation on mortality, instead it's a sort of joyful summing up of everything he was and everything he stood for as a musician.
Thank you.
once forgotten, newly remembered, Symphony No. 4 by the Austrian-Scottish composer Hans Gall. The Orchestra of the Swan gave that performance in their hometown, Stratford-upon-Avon in England. David LePage played solo violin, Christopher Allen on the cello, Diane Clark played flute, and Sally Harrop played the solo clarinet. Kenneth Woods is the principal guest conductor of the Orchestra of the Swan. He's made it something of a personal mission to bring Gall's music back to the concert stage and to commercial CD. In the process, he's become friends with Gall's surviving family members.
I remember the first time we did a public performance of one of his symphonies was the Third Symphony last year, which you broadcast. And his daughter was at that concert, and she was thrilled. And the audience went bananas at the end of the performance. And I said to her at the end, I said, isn't it amazing that this piece just sat on the shelf for over 50 years? I mean, it must have been absolutely maddening. And she said to me, well, the first 20 or 30 years were the hardest. And that's always stuck with me, you know. Sometimes you just have to wait. And, you know, in time, these things come around and people are ready to listen with fresh ears.
Conductor Kenneth Woods. You can listen to Hans Gall's Final Symphony again as many times as you like in the next 7 days. And check out other features on our website. Just go to performancetoday.org. In a moment, The Death of an Angel. You're listening to Performance Today from APM.